This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have with me Hans-Peter Brandmo, who's co-founder and CEO of Plum. And Plum's a free service that helps you save, share, and organize your digital life. And he and I are going to be talking about a new product that he's got coming out here. And so I'm real excited to have him on the show. So Hans-Peter, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Great. So give me a sense of your background, because I know it's pretty diverse, and you were sort of one of the early people who got involved in social media and marketing. And then let's jump into the new product.
Yeah, my background is I'm a tech guy originally, and then I started a bunch of tech companies. And my last one was a company called Post Communications, which we started in the 96 timeframe. And our goal with Post was basically to help companies use email to better communicate and with their customers and market to their customers. And we had a great outcome with that company, sold it in 2000, and then I actually went off to write a book called The Engaged Customer, which is all about, you know, marketing and communications in this new world of you know, the Internet, or what was then the new world of the Internet, I guess we should say. And that essentially formed the foundation in many ways for what has now become Plum. And my co-founder, Margaret Olson, and I were both in the email space. She founded, was a co-founder of Constant Contact, which is also an email company. And we sat down one day a few years ago and we said, you know, email is a great tool, but it's being used for a lot of stuff it really never was designed to use, you know, designed for. And one of those things is people, you know, they save their own stuff by sending themselves emails. They share with emails and have discussions with emails. And we said, you know, there's got to be better ways to do this. There's got to be a better way for people to share the things they care about with the people they care about in the places they care about. And that's essentially the platform that we built Plum on.
So what is this new product that you're announcing?
We're introducing a product that we call ShareSpace. And ShareSpace is a solution that allows any website to become social with essentially a few clicks. So we created a product that is a fully hosted solution that lets any website add social media sharing to their website. It's a kind of, think of it a little bit like a mini sort of micro Facebook addition to your site. And I kind of look at it this way. If you think about sharing 1.0, the first generation of sharing was really about, you know, sort of the billboards. That's where I put, you know, MySpace is kind of like a billboard to me. And then there was the broadcast platforms like YouTube and to some extent the blogs. And then there was kind of the me and my 500 best friends, which is where Facebook has ended up. It's a lot about, like, a lot of people get together, and it's become increasingly less intimate and less of a sharing experience and more of just kind of a place to post casual notes the more people that join that environment. What we've said is, well, all that is good. We like all those services, and we like Twitter as a way to broadcast and blogs and all that stuff. So this is, you know, no issue. But we think that people actually, in sort of the 2.0 generation of sharing, we think that people want ways to share that are more controlled. We think that people want to share certain things with their husband, other things with their, you know, immediate buddies and friends, other things with their family, perhaps their broader family. Some things with their poker buddies, some things with their Italy lovers, and people who basically are, you know, have a passion about something, have an interest in something, or perhaps even have a project. They want to set up a share space, a place to share information about that passion or interest. And that's what Plum is about. It's about enabling websites to set up a share space right off of their site. It's got the look and feel of their site and whatever, everything else, and do that in a few easy steps.
So now, are these both consumers as well as enterprises that can use ShareSpace?
Yes, but our focus as a business is to enable enterprises to offer this to their customers, to their end users, to their visitors. So we provide our Plum media sharing, social media sharing platform as an enabler to enable them to run ShareSpaces on their sites. So any website can basically add a ShareSpace to their site. Now, we also run Plum.com, but Plum.com is a destination where people can go and join a share space that we've created, just share their own stuff. But our primary focus is really to help companies like we've recently announced Mobisimo is one of our partners. It's a great search engine that lets you search for travel. Now you can also share all your travel experiences with people on Mobisimo. Michelin, we've been working with the Michelin Guide for a few months now. The Michelin Guide allows you to basically create trips and share trips and share trip information and restaurant and culinary guides and the like, all using the Plum ShareSpace technology. In fact, through our partners and our network of partners today, we're seeing content being distributed from Plum to about 28 million unique users a month and growing rapidly.
So what's your business model?
Our business model is essentially there's a very kind of basic hosting model in place. When you set up we have a package which we call the ShareSpace Pro package. So if you want full customization, meaning you want it to be skinned and looked exactly like your website, then you come to us and we give you the ShareSpace Pro package. There's a baseline hosting fee for that package. It's priced so that nobody cannot afford it. It's very cost effective. And then on top of that, we do a revenue share on advertising. So when ShareSpaces start taking off, we will share with you, it's the additional revenue that you get from the page views on those pages. And we can tap into your ad inventory if you've got it, or in some cases, we provide the ad inventory as well. Another thing to mention is because of our Michelin partnership, ShareSpaces are now available in 5 languages. We support 6 languages. We just introduced Japanese, but we have Spanish, English, French, German, and after both the U.S. and British English, and now plus and Japanese as well. So, regardless of the language, we can get you up and running real quick, and with a model that once you get the page activity on your site, on your ShareSpace site up and running, you can actually monetize that and generate revenue from the service.
Very cool. So what kind of trends are you seeing in the use of social media, both now and say, what are you predicting maybe a year from now?
One of the clear things that I'm seeing is this move towards, what I'll call kind of micro social networks. And I think that people increasingly, want the control. And, we all know this, right? We've joined these social networks. We're on some big ones. And in some cases, like in the case of LinkedIn, which I consider to be business networking, perhaps more than social networking, but in LinkedIn scenario or Plaxo or something, it's a utility and a service that's useful. And it's okay for me that there are, 500 people in my network on LinkedIn, because my goal there is to hook up with business associates and do deals and hire people and do reference checks and do all the great stuff that LinkedIn does. But if I go to the other social networks that are more kind of consumer-oriented, I'm finding myself increasingly in these environments where there are a lot of people, and I'm having kind of a bit of an issue with what I share in those environments, as I was mentioning earlier. And what we're seeing is that people basically want smaller communities and smaller environments that can very easily be created. But then the other challenge that comes with that is like, gosh, I don't want to have to set up another friend network every time I go to a new place. I don't want to have to invite my friends over and over again. So we make friend portability. We've made that a really important part of what we do, including the ability, we think Facebook Connect, their new APIs that allow you to sort of pull your friends from Facebook and have them join you on other sites. We think that's a great move by Facebook, and we support that. So by working with Plum, you basically get enablement of, you get plugged into the social fabric of the net immediately. We also think things like, we also support Twitter so that you're automatically tweeting the moment you start Plumbing if you turn that feature on in your account. And so I think that the trends and sort of the movement is towards this interconnectivity between these different social spaces.
Hans Peter, thank you very much for joining me in Marketing Voices. I really like the idea a lot.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah. So what's a website that people can check this out?
So go to pluminc.com, PLUMINCK. And also you can check out join a share space and check it out at plum.com. Plum Inc. will tell you everything you need to contact us to set up your own a share space for your own site as well.
Great. So thanks again. So I've been talking to Hans-Peter Bronmo, who's co-founder and CEO of Plum, which is a free device that helps you, free service that helps you save, share, and organize your digital life. And for all my listeners and viewers, please check me out at www.marketingvoices.com. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.